wagon or something stuck in the mud, then you might have to get behind it and
push it.
But or sometimes, now, would they get at the front of it and
pull?
Yeah, sometimes would they do it? Have to do it both ways?
Sometimes.
And do you remember anybody saying instead of saying something like "I picked it up and carried it," "I picked it up and
took it"?
They say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like when you were little and you had the wood stove and you were in the kitchen, your mother might say, "Now that stove's hot, so
don't touch it."
And did you ever go fishing much?
Not a lot. We did some, but not
did
right
you ever
there.
Catch?
Oh, just little bitty ones.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Nothing big.
So you never really caught much of anything. Like if you were if a little kid was about to get a spanking, they might say, "Oh, give me another
chance."
And another way of saying a person was in a good mood would have been to say, probably this may be an older term too, he was in a good humor, a good.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Good humor.
Now, if you ever heard anybody instead of saying "get rid of something," have you ever heard him say in the old days "get"?
Get shed of it.
Yeah. I was trying to think of how they'd pronounce that. Yeah, get shed of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was probably a lot more common thing in those days. Well, talking about in the garden with vegetable things, did they have flowers too?
Oh, we had some. We had marigolds and azaleas and hollyhocks and things like that.
And, you're talking about writing letters. If you wrote somebody a letter, you would expect them to send you back
an answer.
An answer, mm-hmm. Yeah, would be more of a. And if I ask you, did you write him lately? You might say, "Yes, I've just
wrote him."
And then yesterday he
wrote me back.
Mm-hmm. And now if you put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and you
address.
And if you didn't know where somebody lived, you might have to ask for their
address.
Mm-hmm. And if you met somebody like at 11 o'clock in the morning, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. And then especially in the old days, part of the day after noon, after lunchtime or whatever, what would you call that part of the day?
Afternoon was evening.
It was evening, uh-huh. Then. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. more than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody kills somebody with a knife, they say that they
stabbed them.
And talking about two little boys that didn't get along, like that you knew growing up or something, you'd say, well, every time they met, they
fought.
And if you wanted permission to go someplace, you'd always have to ask your, would you ask your mother or your daddy?
Oh, well, we usually ask our mother. And if it was something that she knew we weren't supposed to do, she'd say, "Well, you ask your daddy." And then we'd ask him, and he'd say, "What did your mother say?"
Go all the way around. Uh-huh. Yeah. Tell me, were you ever, did you ever go out before the sun rose in the morning? It would just be?
Well, it would be, lots of times it would be still dark. It wouldn't be real light. The sun wouldn't be completely up.
So sometimes you go before the sun and then it completely risen?
Come up.
Mm-hmm. But generally, though, it would vary. The time would vary, like according to the time
uh-huh.
of the year. If a person had wanted to know what time it was, they, like a man, they'd have to, in those days, would usually look at a